compartment syndrome.
This is a favorite on the test because this is one of those act first, think later, kind of like the needle, needle decompression, the lateral canthotomy, and checking a compartment pressure. They're going to throw out a few clues and you just have to be on the lookout for compartment syndrome and act on it appropriately. So on the test, what are some of the things that they're going to throw at you, Jess, like in terms of patient complaint or things you're going to see on exam?
Well, they might give you some of the five P's, like pain out of proportion. That's probably the first one. It's the first one clinically that happens before you start getting into the really bad late findings. So the rest of the P's, paresthesia, pallor, paresis, and pulse deficit. So if the patient, let's say it's their forearm, they're going to first have severe pain, and then only later it's going to start to go numb and it's going to blanch, and then they're not going to move it and they're not going to have a pulse. And by then, really too late.
And they might tell you too, in terms of mechanism, if they have a fracture, because fractures are the biggest culprits of compartment syndrome, especially any tib-fib injury. So if they're giving you a tibial injury, like, you should already be thinking this is probably a compartment syndrome question. Also, though, any crush injuries or burns, also potential causes of compartment syndrome. So Jess, let's say I'm suspicious for it. How am I going to check if this is compartment syndrome?
Well, what you're going to do is you're going to go to MRAP HD and you're going to watch the video that shows you how to check compartment pressure and reviews the information you need to know. But for the boards, we'll just do a quick review here. So you're going to use one of the compartment measuring devices, and the one that everyone pretty much uses is the Stryker device. Not that we have any affiliation with them. And you're basically going to set it up. You're going to insert the needle into the compartment after you do a quick anatomy review of the different compartments of the forearm and the lower leg. You could look for two things, either the absolute pressure of that compartment or something called the delta pressure. Now, fortunately, you only need to remember one number no matter which method you use, and that number is 30. So if the absolute pressure is greater than 30, then that's too high. And that's a compartment that probably needs to be opened up by fasciotomy. And then the other number is the delta pressure. Jenny, can you explain what is the delta pressure?
It's a difference in pressure between the diastolic blood pressure that you're going to get from your blood pressure reading in the arm. So the diastolic blood pressure minus your compartment pressure. And if that difference is less than 30, i.e. your compartment pressure is pretty close in number to your diastolic blood pressure to the point where they're less than 30 away from each other, that is also abnormal and also concerning for compartment syndrome. And they love to trick you on the test by giving you a compartment pressure that's less than 30. And they're thinking people are going to forget that that delta pressure is also something worth remembering to see if it's compartment syndrome. They're going to just want to catch you in that trap. So don't fall into the trap.
And then what is the definitive treatment for this patient?
So it's going to be a fasciotomy to help decompress the compartment. So you're going to be calling ortho. So if one of the answer choices after giving you all these numbers is, you know, what do you do next? And you're worried about compartment syndrome, it's going to be call ortho. But a fasciotomy is essentially what's going to help relieve the pressure.